Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Research. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Great. So we're actually conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Can you help us with this real quick? Are you?
Depends. It's going to take very long.
No. It's actually pretty fast, honestly. It has to do with, you know, gun control and everything else. So
okay.
I try to make this as fast as possible. Are you at least 18 years of age and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel, do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
A secure storage of firearms? Yes, it's our responsibility.
Okay. Is a firearms considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device, also locked and can be unlocked with a key combination, fingerprint, or similar means, for example, a safe, containers, case, or lockbox, or made temporary unoperable for a tempo-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through. Okay, now, do you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Okay, repeat that, please.
Yeah. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose on the side? What would you give a lock safe? Is it supported? Do you oppose it, or are you undecided?
Does that mean that the gun or the weapon would have to be in a safe?
Yeah, in the lock safe. Would you support that, or oppose it, or would you be undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, how about a locked container or case?
I would support that.
How about a lockbox or a device that is designed to be or which can be used as to store a firearm?
I would support that.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock? Support, oppose, or undecided?
I would support that.
How about a combination lock?
Yes, I'd support that.
Okay. How about a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
I'm undecided on that.
Okay. And if a firearm is in the storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yes, I support that.
Okay, it should.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. No, I do not support that.
You think it should be unloaded or it should not be unloaded?
It should not be unloaded.
It should not. Okay. Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes, it is
yes,
secure.
I support that.
Okay. And now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required a gun to be securely stored securely?
Yes.
Okay. Support. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to search warrants. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that language enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
You'll have to repeat that. I'm confused on what you just said.
Okay, cool. So, you know, searches for homes and cars often require law enforcement to a search warrant, right? Now, so would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use a secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yeah, I support that.
You support that? Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Please repeat that. I'm trying to follow here. Visually follow. Okay, repeat it, please.
Sure. Would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a gun, a firearm, that is discharged by a minor, if it is established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Okay, gotcha. I support that.
Okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes, I support that.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor legally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, in your terms of personal political party identification, you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. And your age, are you between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65, above?
Above.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Okay. And regarding your gender, you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Okay. That concludes our survey this morning. Thank you so much for your help, and I really appreciate your help.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Goodbye.